This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Well, we've got a loaded broadcast today. Rex Jones is going to be joining me in studio in 5 minutes to talk about his challenge to debate David Hogg, of course, the attention hog. The little George Soros minion attention hog is all over television saying, take the guns. He's leading marches. He's the big face, the figurehead of the children wanting to take the guns. Of course, that is an Eric Holder deep state globalist brainwashing propaganda program that they admit they brought to the schools every day decades ago. And so now you're seeing the fruit of that Democrat propaganda with these March for Our Lives and people like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez. So we're going to play a new Rex Jones report as well as have Rex in studio on the other side. Real quick, though, we've got Mark Moreno joining me in the first hour from ClimateDepot.com to talk about all the hypocritical liberals about man-made climate change and their narrative on that. Roger Stone in the second hour with me. He's got his guest, Frank Parlato from ArtVoice.com. Then Mark Meltzer is going to be joining me from Hofstra University, where they are trying to stand up for the Thomas Jefferson statue, which some students are calling to be taken down. And then Lou Colagiviani is joining me in the third hour from unsleevedmedia.com to talk about some sex offenders that infiltrated a child's card game. So we'll talk about all that today. And something cleared up a picture for me today. This story from the Washington Examiner. Mueller team zeroes in on Jeff Sessions at Republican convention. So now Mueller totally off the chain, unleashed, going after anyone. And maybe this is why Jeff Sessions has been so silent on the Russia probe and Hillary investigation, because Mueller is talking about investigating him. But first, here is the latest report from Rex Jones challenging David Hogg, the camera hog, to an interview.
Well, David Hogg, 2 days ago, I challenged you to a debate. Name the time, name the venue, name the place. It's been 2 days, it's been trending, it's been on the Drudge Report, and I've had no response. I know you've seen it. Why won't you debate me, David Hogg? Are you shaking in your boots? David Hogg, you seem very quick, almost lightning fast, to respond to adults that criticize you, and then run behind the back of CNN, who acts as your bully enforcer, to silence their free speech voices. Then you claim that you are a victim. Mr. Hogg, every single time you go on CNN, you blurt out blatant falsities without the slightest bit of correction or admonishment. It's time to put on your big boy pants and back up what you say with real facts and not just Democrat talking points. David Hogg, please, I beg you, I implore you, step up to my challenge. Prove me wrong. Prove that you are, in fact, a smart individual and not a Democrat puppet who spouts talking points with nothing between his two ears. Hey, David, are you ignoring me because I don't have sponsors you can attack like Laura Ingraham? And how dare you try to get her taken off the air for daring to criticize you and using her First Amendment right? How dare you, David Hogg? I'm what, 1-2 years younger than you? This should be a cakewalk, right? Why not just step up to the plate and debate me? You won't debate adults because you say their ideas are too dumb. Well, I'm a young person. Debate me. By the way, we don't live in a democracy, David Hogg. We live in a constitutional republic where in the Constitution, our right to bear arms and our right to civil liberty such as freedom of speech are guaranteed. Hey, Hogg, you can't ignore me forever, so you might as well just step up to the plate and let's have a debate. I'll hear your thoughts, you'll hear mine, and at the end, the American people can decide who's right. And just one final thing. Hogg, I really hope you're drinking filtered water, but hey, that's none of my business.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There used to be a time in this country where you had to put your money where your mouth was, where you couldn't write checks that your tush couldn't cash.
But that time is no longer now.
And that's what happens when a bunch of soy boy liberals are brainwashed by the public education system, an admitted plan by Democrat operatives like Eric Holder, to brainwash, that's what he said, the children into thinking differently about guns. So then, you have a mass shooting in Florida where you had local law enforcement stand down, FBI stand down. Totally the fault of law enforcement there. Could have been stopped, didn't stop the shooter. And then what do? They blame the guns because that's what they've been programmed to do. That's what the propaganda tells them to do. So then they go do these marches, they act like they're in the majority, insult conservatives, challenge everyone to a debate, and then step back and say, oh, you're just bullying me, you're a piece of shit, I'm not going to debate with you. So, Rex Jones, you decided to step up to the plate, you're actually younger than Attention Hog.
I am.
So he doesn't have the excuse that, you know, oh, it's an adult bullying me, but you haven't heard back from him.
See, that's what I really love about all this, is that David Hogg, he makes his excuses. He says that adults are too stupid, they can't spell right, and that we live in a democracy, which is untrue. The fact is, I'm younger than David Hogg, so he has no excuses. Why won't he come forward and debate me? He says that the young people are smart and that it's time for the young people to start making decisions. I'm a young person. Come and talk to me, David Hogg.
I don't know. I don't think he really wants to talk to you. Otherwise, I think he would have responded by now. But for a guy who spends so much time on television, you think he'd have the confidence now to have a debate with somebody younger than he is. In fact, you know what, David? We'll have the phone line open for you. How about that? What if we open up the phone lines for David?
Oh, I think we should absolutely do that. That would just be just beautiful if he would come.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Attention Hog wants to finally find the confidence to debate somebody younger than he is and put his money where his mouth is, we're going to have the phone lines open for David Hogg. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. For Camera Hogg, Attention Hogg.
Don't mean to interrupt. This is getting total news blackout. He has appointed a federal prosecutor. That was who would actually indict. The media is all spinning that he won't do a second counsel. This is more effective. This is getting no coverage.
So here's the story.
Sorry to interrupt.
Thank you, Alex.
Breaking news, apparently Sessions has appointed a new, what does that document say?
This is a federal prosecutor that Sessions has just appointed that will be evaluating the the well-known, well-documented FBI and DOJ wrongdoing, no second special counsel for now. And all of the stories say for now. Sessions says for now. So maybe he's signaling there'll be one down the road. But now Sessions has appointed a federal prosecutor to evaluate the FBI and the DOJ. That's a huge development. That's on the heels of the Inspector General's office of the DOJ yesterday announcing their plan to do an investigation. So it's all coming back. It's all boomeranging back on the Democrats, just like we told you it would. Next year's news today here at InfoWars. So it's all going to come back on Hillary. It's all going to come back on Obama. Trump's going to be totally scot-free like we knew it. And it looks like Sessions is finally stepping up to the plate and doing something.
That is just huge. I'm just being informed of this now.
We're just now getting this reported, so we'll see what happens as we steamroll into 2018 towards the midterms elections, which, of course, the Democrats are assuming they're going to sweep Congress, but
I really think the March for Our Lives and all the Democrat propaganda that we've been seeing recently has really crippled their so-called blue wave, which I don't even think, more like a blue splash.
Like a blue flush. Like a flush down a toilet is how I imagine it. Like a, and then the blue wave is actually the flush as it goes down the toilet forever.
The issue is they're being proven wrong so much by so many people that they're having to resort to bringing out the young people because, oh, you can't criticize them. They're somehow sacrosanct. And that's what I really hate about this is David Hogg and Delaney Tarr and all his other fellow students. They're trotted out by the mainstream media as these kind of innocent people that cannot be admonished. They cannot be criticized because of their age.
But then they'll all criticize you, though.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure I'll be labeled a evil, bigot, sexist, racist, homophobe.
You're the bad guy. And of course, the whole agenda is to pretend like Attention Hogg and the other names you mentioned and Gonzalez and the rest of them are the only, they are the voice of the whole school.
But
that's not even the case. The truth is they're probably a minority of the students, but they give them the biggest platform, act like they're the majority, and then all the other students just get ignored. So if you're a student that's pro-gun, that's a victim of this, you don't get to have an opinion. You don't get your voice on CNN or MSNBC. That's how the propaganda works.
Here's the thing. I'm a student. I'm not going to tell anyone where I go to school, but I'm a student in Austin. And I talk.
Well, yeah, you better watch out. New York Times will report the address and what time you get there and everything.
I'll be labeled a total enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to people my age, and the people participating in the walkouts, most of the time, just want to get out of school. It's not this huge movement.
Oh, shocking. Students just want to get out of school? Wow.
They don't care. And the only reason that they do care is they've heard these talking points regurgitated by David Hogg, Delaney Tarr, and all the rest of his little group of piglet friends talking about
Hoglet. Yeah.
Oh, man. The issue is Hogg needs to step up to the trough and debate me. If he doesn't, he is a coward.
Well, I think that's the problem. His head is in the trough. He needs to remove his head from the trough and debate you. He needs to come away from the trough. He's been eating at the Democrat liberal establishment trough. He needs to just step away and have the debate. So answer the call. David Hogg, Attention Hogg. We're giving you more attention.
Do you know a pig whistle, sir?
I know about a fart whistle. She shows up every time there's a march in Austin. Oh, but this is the other thing they do. Not only do they send out the same people from the drama club to act like they represent the whole school, then they have the March for Our Lives, and they say it's all about the children. We're here for the children. It's all about the children. 90% of the people that showed up for the March for Our Lives were just old women that were still bitter that Hillary lost. So it's not even a march for the children.
It was the women's march, people. It was organized by the same people. Soros busted people in, spent something like $200 million on the event. And the thing that I find the most horrible about everything that David Hogg has done, so many falsities. But when he defended the sheriff saying no one wants to go down the barrel of an AR-15, that's that guy's job. Didn't you find that ridiculous?
Well, it just shows you, again, how they've been brainwashed to go to the Democrat agenda to blame the guns. Doesn't blame law enforcement that didn't do their job. Multiple angles.
Didn't blame the FBI. The FBI had warning signs.
The FBI background check didn't work, even though he had multiple warnings and threats with weapons and other things that should have kept him from getting a gun. So you had all of the things that they're calling for, common sense gun legislation, background checks. Well, we already have all that. They failed. Why did they fail? They don't even look at that. They go right to the gun because that's what they've been brainwashed to do.
I feel as if there is this sort of unconscious bias with our society that young people are instantly supposed to be Democrats. And the fact is they've controlled the media for so long. If I get on Snapchat on my phone, all the articles, it'll be anti-Second Amendment, anti-First Amendment.
And then Kim Kardashian's butt.
It'll either be Kim Kardashian's butt or here's why you should turn your guns in. And I feel like...
And then here's why Trump's bad.
I feel like when Dianne Feinstein and that famous quote you referenced earlier about the guy saying he wants to brainwash people about guns.
Eric Holder.
They've succeeded. They've succeeded to an extent with the young people because of social media. and they pretend that everyone that doesn't agree with them is a bigot, sexist, racist homophobe. And that's just simply not the case. It's this unconscious bias that young people now have towards conservatives because they feel like we're all horrible people only because they've been fed misinformation all their young life.
Well, and that's the brainwashing, but here's the deal. David Hogg comes out, he wants to be a big thought leader, he wants to be the voice of the gun control youth. So come on and talk to a youth. Rex Jones.
Debate me.
Listen to
please.
Rex Jones has been brainwashed by his crazy conservative conspiracy theorist father. Save him, David Hogg. Save Rex Jones, David Hogg.
Save him. Please, David Hogg, come on the show. I want to debate you. Please show me how wrong I am. Look at this
poor individual. He can't help himself. He loves guns. He needs Hogg to save him.
I have an addiction to AK.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globals, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried Brain Force to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, attention hog. You've got 10 more minutes until Rex Jones has to depart. He's got very important stuff, you know, media blasting him for interviews, I'm sure.
Like, oh, David, man.
Oh, no, you don't do that, do you? That's not what you do. You actually like to be a normal child and
yeah,
have a life?
Yeah, I think I have a pretty normal life. Aside from now, even though I'm a young person, I should be safe from newspapers like Austin American Statesman slamming me as some sort of hateful person.
Well, according to the Austin American Statesman, the armed white male is now the scariest thing on earth.
Well, I mean, it never was really. It never was the Islamic terrorists who flew the plane into towers at 9/11. It was obviously white men. And you're bad for being a white male, Owen. I hope.
Well, I know, and I'm still trying to get the Austin American Statesman to convince me of that. They're getting closer. But no, look, here's the thing. What we're trying to do here is just show you how big of a fraud David Hogg actually is. Where first he challenges Alex to a debate, and then Alex responds, and then he cowers away and says, oh no, you're bullying me, the media says you're bullying. Okay, so fine, alright, okay, whatever. So then you decided to challenge him to a debate, you're younger than he is, there's no excuse there.
Oh, absolutely.
And he has nothing to say, he hasn't called in. Hogg, the phone line's still open for you, we're literally holding all the lines for you.
Picky, picky, picky.
888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, just for you, attention Hogg.
I want to address you, Hogg. Man, I see clips of you online and on Snapchat. Please come and debate me. Show me how I'm wrong and cure me of my addiction to freedom. Obviously, I want to be controlled and unsafe like you are because you're not protected by guns or protected by facts or protected by statistics. Your arguments aren't. Please help me become like you. Help me become an unsafe individual. That's what I want.
Yeah, why didn't the brainwashing propaganda work on you? Why are you a sovereign citizen that thinks for himself?
I think it's because I read books as a child. Maybe it was because
all right, well, we need to shut this down. You can't be reading books. Were they approved by the public school system?
They were not approved by the public school system. All right, I've obviously been corrupted. Owen is looking at me right now. I'm a corrupted individual. I can't help it. I've been brainwashed.
I can't help you either. I'm corrupted. We need David Hogg to save us.
We need you, David. Save us. I want David Hogg to come on the show and save me. Save me, David Hogg. I mean, all the facts and statistics that I have backing up my viewpoints, they're just fuels for my relentless addiction to freedom. Please, come show me your false talking points so I can listen and become cured.
Maybe if you did some sort of a gun sacrifice, he'll like appear out of the ground. You know what I'm saying? He'll like,
oh my God, like
he'll
a,
just like an aberration or something.
Like an ancient Mayan like sacrifice where I like
yeah.
have to like remove the magazine from the weapon and then smash it.
Yeah, and then you like smelt the gun or something even and like stir it into a potion.
You have to turn it into a giant statue of Bernie Sanders. You have to take 10
or like, yes, a Bernie Sanders bust. You need to burn all of your assault rifles right now and turn it into a Bernie Sanders bust.
It's gonna be hard. I think I can do it though, if I...
And then you will do a seance and you will channel the spirit cooking Marina Abramovic's gods and David Hogg will poof out of the ground
like
a genie.
If you chant, he will not divide us 15 times in front of the giant bust of Bernie. He will appear out of the ground to heal me of my addiction. I mean, this is not satirical. This is real stuff.
All right. Hey, is Hogg called in yet? Are we in Hogg heaven? No. Nothing from Hogg Heaven here, so we're just gonna continue to wait, but that's fine. I'm not surprised.
I gotta say, Hogg, are you a fan of gun-free zones? Cause that's basically like a Hallmark card invitation to mass murderers. Do you think that gun-free zones are gonna solve the problem? Even if you take all the guns, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in? I mean, the criminals won't turn their guns in, but I guess the gun-free zone signs will stop them. They mm-hmm. will make them pause and they will make them step back.
Oh my gosh, I just figured it out. That's what David Hogg has to do. If he wants to change the world, he needs to print out 1,000 signs that say this is a gun-free zone, post them over every school, that'll solve the problem.
Yeah, because it's basically like angelic warding to keep away the demon air 15s.
That's what will happen. Because that AR-15 that's walking around and that decides it wants to go shoot up that school will see that sign.
Well, I mean, listen, the googly eyes, when an AR-15's googly eyes, when it looks at a school,
It gets a little angry
and it gets that tingling.
It's
pipe cleaner arms, grab the trigger, and it walks all over to the school. I mean, people don't kill people. It's obviously the guns that are committing all the crimes.
Well,
it's not like according to the CDC last year, there were 36,000 gun deaths. That's bad. Now, I want you to guess how many defensive uses of a firearm to protect life and property. How many of those were?
Well, I'm not sure. I know that probably at least 25,000 of those were probably suicide, though.
Yes. That's a large number of the gun deaths are suicides, but I'm including it because my figures are pretty shocking.
Those are the stats that they cite.
500,000 to 3 million defensive uses of a firearm. That's at the CDC. You can go look it up. Obama had the studies done because he wanted to prove how dangerous guns were. He did not like what he found. The fact is, in the United States, because of the media, we are shown gun violence in this kind of through like Nancy Pelosi glasses, where guns are running rampant, people are getting killed in mass numbers. The fact is that's not even true. You are more likely to die from an automobile accident than from an assault rifle.
Well, how about this story that I have here today? Let me go through my stacks of news here. Teen mob randomly beats man to death in New Jersey street. So a mob of teens, about 8 of them, decided to relentlessly beat this man to death in the streets of New Jersey. Well, why don't we just outlaw fists?
Here's what I think we should do. We chop off forearms and below the knee.
I could bludgeon you
about on their shin, sir.
I will bludgeon you with a shin.
Then here's what we're going to do. Thank you for showing me your facts. My liberal IQ has just gone up 1,000 points. What we're going to do is
I'll bludgeon you with a knee.
Like in The Simpsons, we will have people's heads in aquariums.
Yes. No, that's actually where they're probably going.
Listen, this is what we need to do. We need to ban everything so then no one will commit crimes. Except
all right, now you're actually starting to think, and that's a thought crime. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Hogg didn't call in for you, though. I'm sorry. We gave him the opportunity.
In closing, we only have a few minutes left. For anyone listening, I just want them to know that I will debate David Hogg at any time, at any place, and at any venue, and that he is running away scared. He is squealing to his friends over at the mainstream media to get InfoWars and get Alex Jones banned because he's bullying him. And then apparently I'm bullying him, even though I'm younger than him and I'm just making reasonable points.
Like, as he bullies a woman, Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, he's trying to get a woman taken off the air for her First Amendment right. I don't think that's reasonable.
But I'll tell you what, you actually said something that was actually very astute earlier. It's that this push right now and Hogg and all of them that they're going for the Second Amendment and trying to ban guns, that's actually hurting them. They had Trump vulnerable with the omnibus bill. They didn't attack his vulnerability. They went for the Second Amendment again, and they just re-energized all of the conservatives and Americans in this country.
Hey, guess what, liberals?
And they expanded the NRA.
You screwed up. Because now more people are joining the NRA. The NRA is not some giant conglomerate of companies.
Yeah, it's millions and millions of Americans.
Gun owners.
And now Sessions is coming back and looking at the DOJ and the FBI with a federal prosecutor. So look out, all the crimes of Hillary and Obama are about to be exposed.
I just want to say one more thing. David Hogg, you will not defeat America.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
it's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, the latest book from my next guest, Mark Moreno, is The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. Here's the book right here. This is a nice, thick beauty right here. This is a nice, thick, beautiful book here. Cited, the evidence, the science. Oh, it's beautiful right here. Of course, the liberals won't cite any of this knowledge and information from Mark Moreno, who also is the producer of Climate Hustle and the publisher of Climate Depot. Again, the latest book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. You know, Mark, it's amazing. Here we stand, almost April 2018, and, well, man-made global warming, which they used to shout from the top of the mountain, has kind of gone silent. You don't really hear those buzzwords anymore, man-made global warming. It's like, silence in the desert. Where is the man-made global warming? It used to be everywhere. Now all of a sudden they're not saying it. I guess that's because the science is now out that the earth has actually been cooling, record snowfall in some areas of America and other parts of the world. And so you have The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, which also documents the Hollywood double standard when it comes to the approach of what they claim is man-made climate change. But Mark Moreno, why all of a sudden is man-made climate change like water in the desert? It's like what happened to it? It's gone all of a sudden.
Well, they're lying in dormant. What happened was they're still in shock from President Donald Trump being elected. And they were in shock that a Republican president actually had the balls to pull out of the UN Paris Climate Agreement. Now, remember, when Donald Trump did that, Mitt Romney was lobbying for him to stay in. No other previous Republican president or nominee, maybe other than Reagan, would have had the guts to pull us out. So there's just total shock. They're reorganizing right now. And part of the way they're reorganizing is everything is about defeating Donald Trump. And once they do, they are planning to reinstate every single one of the things Donald Trump has overturned, including the EPA regulations and the UN mandates. So they are just lying in wait right now. But don't be fooled by this lull, if you will, because they are planning an aggressive re-engagement on the global warming front, and the rest of the world is sitting by waiting for the U.S. in their minds to come back to their senses and join this meaningless modern witchcraft UN climate treaty, which will be the most expensive treaty in world history, threaten national sovereignty, redistribute wealth, and have no impact on the climate, even if you believe the crap that comes out of the United Nations science panel.
Well, there's the website, climatedepot.com, where you can look at some of the stuff that Mark is talking about. Again, my guest, Mark Moreno, his latest book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. I want to get back to what you think their next move might be, and we can kind of war game that out. But let's retreat back to the Paris Climate Accord. So Trump pulls us out of this. There's this whole freak out on the left. Of course, it's a nothing. It's a nothing burger. It doesn't do anything for the climate. It doesn't affect the climate at all. And so America pulls out. And the whole thing kind of just falls apart and just withers away again, just like the man-made global warming claims that they had. So where's the Paris Climate Accord now? I thought this was going to save the planet. Oh, but it's gone all of a sudden.
Yeah, what happened is in 2015, they said, this is the save humanity. And I remember at the time I was in Paris attending that, they actually put up signs for me saying wanted for being a climate criminal. And I put the picture of the wanted signs around the streets of Paris. They were so upset at any dissent. But essentially they said, we've saved the planet. They all congratulated themselves. You would have thought that, okay, they got everyone's agreement. Now we can move on and not talk about it. Instead, they still have 3 or 4 UN climate summits every year with one big summit, usually in an exotic location, whether they be Bali, South America, Cancun. And what they've done is every time they meet, they're just trying to ratchet up these requirements. Well, with the United States pulling out, we're now having Europe making massive struggles to even, you know, most of Europe's emissions are going up. Worldwide emissions have increased despite this UN Paris pledge. So all of their goals are completely failing. The countries like the United States that are no longer part of it or are leaving are actually doing better than the countries that joined it. This is a farce of the highest kind. However, they are waiting out to see if Donald Trump is defeated in the next election, and they're hoping for what they would call, remember, it's not just the left that freaked out. The Republican establishment freaked out. John McCain would have stayed in had he been the nominee. Mitt Romney would have stayed in. George W. Bush rubber stamped the United States science and funded the UN. He would have stayed in this agreement even though he didn't originally get into it. So Bob Dole, the previous nominee, would have signed and stayed into this. There's almost no Republicans out there that, you know, that have been nominated that would ever oppose this. So this is a huge deal, but what they're doing is they're just, it all comes down to get Trump, get him any way you can, because they're convinced he's the only Republican that would stand up to the world on this. And frankly, they may be right looking around. So we'll see in terms of who could actually get elected again. So this is a treaty, the most expensive treaty in world history, and it's going to destroy the developing world. 1.2 billion people don't have running water and electricity. They're being told they can't follow modern capitalist success, that they have to learn from our mistakes, and they have to stay, you know, solar panels on huts made of dung, and they have to turn away coal plants.
They aren't allowed to industrialize because the globalists want to essentially hoard the earth for themselves for eternity. That sounds crazy, but that's literally what it is. And I want to get to their next move, because I think you kind of clued in on it there, where they have all of these marches. They say it's a woman's march. They say it's a march for the children, a march against guns or whatever. It's all an anti-Trump march. So that might be the next thing, a climate march that's really an anti-Trump march. But I want to get to that maybe in the next segment. But I want to go back, because I want to understand this. You're saying that when they had their climate accord meetings, they put up wanted signs with your face on it, like you're the wanted climate criminal. I'm hearing this.
Yes, they did. I was in Paris premiering my movie at the time, Climate Hustle, at an old Paris theater. And the morning of my film premiere, they put plastered all over the streets of Paris, wanted my face for being a climate criminal. It was a local French environmental group.
Okay, okay. So you're the climate criminal for wanting to raise awareness about actual climate science and what is behind climate and climate change in history.
There's the and you're somehow the
nice, very candid. And you're somehow the wanted criminal for man-made climate change. But let me get this straight though. Leonardo DiCaprio gets to fly around the planet to all these liberal events and moan about climate change on his C-130. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's going to sue oil companies for murder because they sell oil. And then he does a promo where he flies around on some gas-guzzling military helicopter just for his social media accounts. So they're the ones that are actually killing the climate if you believe their nonsense of man-made climate change. Yeah. They're the ones actually doing it. And then they actually blamed you. I mean, I can't even imagine this.
Yeah, they do. In fact, you mentioned Schwarzenegger. Not only did he promote helicopter rides as he was calling for the trial of the murders of oil companies for murder, but he also did a private commuted to the governor's mansion in a private Gulfstream jet daily to the governor's mansion when he was governor of California. It was one of the first adoptees of the old Humvee gas guzzling SUV. He also, while he was governor, despite all of that, urged Californians to air dry their clothes out on clothes hangers. Now, I never saw any reports of Schwarzenegger's clothes hanging in the wind or his long johns or underwear, but this is the mentality. They have one standard for them. The UN climate chief in my book admits that he lived at 30,000 feet, going to all these lavish UN conferences. These UN climate summits, by the way, go a week to 2 weeks, depending on how long, which one they have, but they're usually at one big annual one and several smaller ones. They use more electricity and fossil fuels than entire African nations do in years. That's how elaborate and big these are, and it usually draws in all the celebrities. But Schwarzenegger also, and I detail this in the book, also wants to strap climate skeptics' mouth to automobile tailpipes and see how long they'll take to agree that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. There's one problem. It's carbon monoxide that kills you, not carbon dioxide. He got his science mixed up. But this is a man with a death wish, and he wants to terminate climate skeptics. And I detail in the book two separate occasions he's threatened death upon climate skeptics.
And this is a guy who flies all around the planet, just like Leonardo DiCaprio, to shoot a movie. How much CO2 did it take to film Commando? I mean, give me a break. More with Mark Moreno on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins and the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo and so much.
All right, we're just back here in the studio laughing at all these old Arnold Schwarzenegger movies where he's flying all over the planet to film these things, blowing up forestation and all this crap just to film his movies. It's funny stuff. I'm not complaining. It's just ridiculous how Hollywood, I mean, let's really think about this. Outside of the actual, my guest is Mark Moreno. Let me ask you this question, Mark Moreno, the author of the new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. Let me ask you this. Of all of the industries, Mark Moreno, of all the industries out there that consume energy and emit carbon, I mean, I would think Hollywood is in the top five easily. Maybe top two outside of the actual energy industry that makes it.
Yes, there have actually been studies showing that Hollywood is one of the most environmentally wasteful industries out there. If you think about it, all they do is travel. They build giant elaborate sets, transport them around, and then they tear down the sets. They have scouts that go out and check all the locations. The whole idea of Hollywood is about just burning through all the natural resources, and it's all fake and redone and over, constant. They're just crushing out films and exotic locations, travel. Interesting, though, even Arnold Schwarzenegger, news comes now that he had emergency heart surgery, and he went to sue energy companies. Now, would you imagine, because he imagined that if he thinks it's so great, why isn't he going to Africa or South America to a hospital there where they have less carbon-based energy? The bottom line is that he is getting the benefits of the modern fossil fuel that he demonizes with his latest surgery. No one can dispute it. It's been one of the greatest liberators of mankind in the history. And people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who live the lifestyle like it's one of the greatest things, then turn around and somehow ideologically they try to demonize it and act like it's bad and they're against it. And then they get invited to cocktail parties. There was another article on Schwarzenegger recently about how he just enjoys his retirement. He's an environmental activist. He travels the world. He goes and gives speeches. He's just loving life, living the benefits of the carbon-based, fossil fuel lifestyle that the world has given him.
No, exactly. And then they want to demonize the industrialization of the West and say Africa can't have it. You know, third world nations can't have it. You have to live in squalor and poverty. You don't get the benefits of everything here. I don't understand a guy like Arnold Schwarzenegger, because part of me thinks he's just some sort of a musclehead dope that is just pushed around into this and says okay because he makes millions of bucks, he gets the attention, he's living a lavish life. Another part of me says, I mean, is he really just out to lie to people and to get people like this? I mean, is he really out for it like that? I mean, it's tough for me to really judge a guy like that. Are you really that stupid, you know?
So much of this is just posturing so that you say the right things because you want to be in the in crowd. You know, in the book,
or the next movie or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yes. And I detail in the book, I have a whole chapter on Hollywood. And one of them is Chevy Chase. In the book, in an exclusive interview, Chevy Chase says, socialism works and Cuba is the model. This is Chevy Chase, one of the wealthiest, you know, made a ton of money in Hollywood, living the good life. And yet he thinks that Cuba's a model for socialism working. This is their mentality. I go into detail about Leonardo DiCaprio. I talk about Drew Barrymore, the actress. She did a show for MTV, a series where they went around to third world hellholes. And by the way, third world is now politically incorrect. You're supposed to say the developing world. But she went around to third world
hellholes. Which they don't want to develop.
Yes, they do. But she went around to these third world hellholes and she bragged about how she had to take a poo in the woods because they didn't have modern plumbing and infrastructure. And she thought it was, quote, awesome. And in order to get to these third world hellholes, she took limousines, airplanes, boats, helicopters, and an MTV crew to profile how these backwards places that had high infant mortality, short life expectancy, no development, were, quote, doing it right on the environment. This is how they're thinking. Gets so twisted and mixed up. They just don't even know what they're saying.
All right, let's look down the road because I wasn't thinking about this. I wasn't planning on this. And then we were talking in the last segment and I was looking at the backdrop of everything in the modern day political movement. And then you're saying, what's their next move? They have to do something. They have to try to put the genie back in the bottle here and tell us that man-made global warming is the biggest threat to mankind. You've got politicians from Washington saying you've got 39 days to live or whatever it is.
Yes.
And so the question is, so what is their next move? And I think their next move is, I'm not sure what they use for the energy or what they use for the push, but there'll be some sort of an event or some sort of narrative that forms, and then they'll use that to have a bunch of marches. So I think that's the next move, because that seems to be what they do with this every time. It seems to be their go-to is to start some narrative, pull at heartstrings, virtue signal, and then have the march to have the media roll out, make it seem like that's how everybody feels, to try to use that as some sort of propaganda campaign to convince people, oh, that's the winning team, even though it's the minority. And I think that might be what's coming, is something, and then they march for climate change and they blame Trump or conservatives or whatever for killing the planet. But what do you think their move down the road here is?
Well, I've heard their first three moves are get Trump, get Trump, get Trump, because no other Republican would have the audacity to appoint such an awesome EPA director who's now going after Obama's global warming car standards. But aside from all that, they've already had two big marches. They had one last year, the March for Science, and another one 2 weeks after that in Washington.
March for Science. Give me a break.
Yes. Featuring, of course, Bill Nye. This is what they've already had, these two marches featuring Bill Nye and all these other activists. You know, in the book, I talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., these environmental activists at the marches openly calling for jailing climate skeptics, sending them to The Hague as war criminals with three square meals and a cot. They don't even hide their sort of fascist suppression of any free speech. They literally want it shut down. So I think the next move, though, is if they get rid of Trump, they're going to do marches, like you said. In fact, there's a whole movement. I talked to yesterday with Alex Jones about this, how the gun control movement is completely copying the tactics of the most successful child propaganda in history, is the climate movement. And they're doing it by accusing their opponents of mass murder. If you support gun rights, you're a murderer. And if you are a climate skeptic and don't agree with Al Gore and the UN, you're a planet killer and you're killing people and creating climate refugees, et cetera, et cetera.
No, exactly. So, and then they show Al Gore's films in the public schools so that the children think that that's the case. No, that's exactly it. And that's the same thing they're doing with guns, brainwashing the children from a young age. And I want to bring the story up next, because this could be the story that they use. I didn't even realize it, but this could be the story that they use. This was from The Guardian today. Alarmed conservationists call for urgent action to fix America's wildlife crisis. It goes down the list of all of these animals that are about to be extinct. They're endangered. And it's conservationists. I mean, this is naturally something that you think conservatives would be on top of. But you know, it seems to me, it's frustrating to me because I look at the trash epidemic. I look at people that litter. I look at actual things that the average human could do differently themselves to just the small little things combined equal a big thing, like not littering the streets, not littering all the time. And then that's what leads to animals dying. You know, the sea turtles can't even breed. They get their mouths stuck on these plastic nets. But the liberals just ignore this. I don't see any liberals actually pointing out real issues right now that you could address with like trash and littering in the wildlife. They don't go to that. They just stick with climate change because it's a buzzword and it doesn't require any research. They just say, oh, climate change. Oh, you're global warming man-made.
In fact, in the book, I detail politically left environmental scientists and scientists who voted for Al Gore. These are left-wing scientists who are appalled when they see Gore's film or see the UN claims, and they believe that global warming, in the words of one of these scientists, has hijacked the environmental movement so that any other real concerns of the environment, clean air, clean water, cleaning up the developing world, has been all pushed to the wayside so people can focus on this tenuous level of concentration of carbon dioxide in the environment, which, by the way, we inhale oxygen as humans. We exhale carbon dioxide. They've declared what humans exhale, a toxic pollutant that can now be regulated by the government. And beyond that, they actually think, and I document this in the book, that government regulations can dial up or down storms, dial up or down the temperature 50 to 100 years from now. And then I compare that to the old witchcraft trials. I mean, this literally is no different than people saying witches control the weather. That witch caused a crop failure. That witch caused bad weather.
But see, but that's it though. Once they convince you that you're the bad person, you're the disease that's poisoning the planet, then they can get you to want to die. And that's exactly what it is. So you're a witch. You kill the planet because you exist. You're bad. You have to be wiped out. You have to be extinct. Exactly. And then they've bastardized the environmental movement with their fake science instead of looking at real issues like all of these animals that are going extinct. Mark Moreno, thank you so much for joining us today. The latest book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. It's a must read, and you can find all his work at climatedepot.com. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Owen.
There goes Mark Moreno. Folks, I didn't even plug this hour. I'm bad. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Make up for my mistake of not plugging this hour. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an Alexa Pure Breeze, which is still $50 off. This is a joke. This is a joke. First of all, this should have been sold out because everybody should be taking advantage of this, but it's not. The deal's supposed to be taken down for $50 off, but it's not. So, hey, here's something to clean your environment up. How about having clean air in your house? Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. This is The War Room.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
War Room. Infowars.com/.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, I'll tell you, you might not like Donald Trump as much as I do, but if you don't like the sounds of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, oh my gosh. Oh, I just feel bad for you. That's just a miserable life if you don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, your host. I am going to be joined by Roger Stone in the next segment. He's got some breaking news he wants to go over, including the big development. First, you had the Inspector General release coming on Wednesday, actually, I think is when they put that out, that the Inspector General is going to be reviewing the FBI and the Department of Justice in regards to their means of acquiring a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. So you had that announced this week. Then today, Jeff Sessions has appointed a federal prosecutor who is going to be evaluating the FBI and DOJ wrongdoing again, when it comes to dealing with FISA warrants. So that's Clinton, that's Obama, that's the Democrats, that's all of the Obama administration that was involved in that as well. That's all about to come down. And then there was this story that everyone's been wondering where Jeff Sessions is, what is he doing, and I read the story and it kind of shed some light on, I think, what was going on. The headline from the Washington Examiner: Mueller team zeroes in on Jeff Sessions at Republican convention event. Again, this is when he met with Sergey Kislyak, the Russian diplomat. And it's like, okay, everybody meets with him. Pelosi's met with him. You know, Schumer, I mean, they all meet with him. Oh, but Sessions, oh, ho, ho! We got Sessions with him. He's the big dog. He's the bad one. And so Mueller essentially intimidates Sessions. I mean, Mueller is like, I don't even know how you would explain this. Mueller is lawless. He's boundless. He's borderless. He can go anywhere. He has unlimited funds, unlimited range. He can investigate anyone. He can break all the Constitution amendments. I mean, he can do anything he wants. Mueller can do no wrong. Mueller is basically the legal god. And so he's going to look at everything. He's going to look at Sessions. He's going to look at Manafort. He's going to look at Stone. He's going to look at Kim.com. He's going to look over here. He's looking everywhere. Saudi Arabia now is a part of the Russian collusion. And England and everywhere. Oh! And so Mueller has unlimited funding, unlimited range to do whatever he wants. And it's all to try to bring Trump down. Imagine that. Robert Mueller's task is to bring Trump down. And you say, well, what's the parameters? What's the scope? What? There is none. He can go after anyone. He can go after someone Trump's never even met or heard of. And if somehow he can tie that back around to something illegal or Trump and then intimidate that individual or blackmail them or destroy their lives, he thinks he can get him to sell out Trump. And it's not happening. So he keeps going down the line. And he keeps going down the line. It's time to be shut down. And now even Alan Dershowitz, who is a well-known liberal attorney, says that it's time for the special counsel to end. It needs to be shut down. Well, absolutely it does. It's out of control. Robert Mueller is unhinged. He's lawless. I'm sorry. We didn't elect. He's unelected. Nobody wants Robert Mueller going around like some sort of legal justice warrior god, deciding who or what he can investigate with whatever means he wants. It's out of control. He needs to be shut down. Now, look at this spin from the New York Times. Trump, lacking leverage on North Korea, takes aim at South instead. And so the real story here is that they're saying that essentially Trump's talks with North Korea have reached kind of a standstill. So now he's trying to negotiate with South Korea. But look what they do with the headline. Trump, lacking leverage on North Korea, as if the U.S. doesn't have leverage on North Korea, like North Korea has some sort of leverage on anyone, takes aim. He's aiming at South Korea. No, he's negotiating with them. So see, Trump is working a deal. He's trying to work a deal with North and South Korea. He's bringing him to the table, but it's not good enough. The New York Times says he's aiming now at South Korea.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, March 30th, 2018, Roger Stone joins me in the war room as the investigation is now taking a hard turn right on to the Obama administration and right on to the Clinton-led Democrat Party, as now Jeff Sessions has announced a federal prosecutor will be evaluating the FBI and the DOJ and their alleged spying abuses, as well as the Office of the Inspector General has announced a review of those departments as well. Roger Stone joins me today. He's got developing stories of his own. And of course, Roger, you have found yourself in the middle of all of this Russian collusion nonsense. I'm sure that you're more than ready for it to end and for the people behind the fake news narrative to see some justice of their own. But you're dealing with some other side stuff right now, including people running with stories that they got from Sam Nunberg, when he had his little moment in the sun, perhaps like Icarus flew a little too close and got burned. But talk about those latest developments, Roger.
Well, for a couple things. First of all, I agree with what you said in the first segment. You see, everything is recyclable. We're back to the meeting at the convention between Sessions and Ambassador Kislyak, and the other focus is a speech that Donald Trump made at the Mayflower, in which some way the Russians were allegedly involved. I was not at the Mayflower speech, so I couldn't tell you. But these things were all in the news months ago. Now the libtard mainstream media and the fake news media, they put a new twist on it and they recycle the same thing. It's like Guccifer 2.0. Sorry, we disposed of this. No collusion, no collaboration, an innocent exchange long after events had unfolded and the DNC material had all been published. Nice try, but you see that got reinflated. Now, look, Sam Nunberg went on television. He was all over the place. The president worked with the Russians. The presidents didn't work with the Russians. They have something on the president. They have nothing on the president. Maybe I won't honor the subpoena. Of course, I was always going to honor. Very clever, okay? But Sam is a very neurotic guy with his demons. But when he goes on CNN, for example, to get another news cycle and says, well, I warned Roger Stone several times about his relationship with Assange, but he wouldn't listen. That's just a bald-faced lie. In fact, he never brought it up again. But I know that it got him on television for yet another cycle. So it is this kind of nonsense I have to put up with. Sam can't take a joke. When trying to get him off the phone at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon on a beautiful day, and Sam always says, and one more thing. And what about this? And what about the Sam? I've got to take my wife to dinner. Yeah, but what about this? Sam, I'm running out of battery. Yeah, but what about this? Sam.
But Roger, here's the thing though. Nobody's right. Buying this. That's the thing. Right. They keep recycling the same stuff.
I make a joke to the guy. I realize he's dumb enough to buy it, so I continue to play along with this joke. But my passport, airline records, custom records, surveillance cameras at the Ecuadorian embassy would all show you that the claim that I met with Julian Assange in at all in 2016 or 2015 and flew to London to meet him, specifically to have dinner with him, is a provable lie. So why would you give airtime and column inches to a man who is promulgating a myth?
Well, they don't care. The whole thing is a myth. They know the whole thing is a myth. That's why Van Jones got caught on an undercover camera. What was that? Probably almost a year ago now, saying the Russian story is a nothing burger. They're basically forced to do it. He's probably getting sick of it.
And frankly, I'm tired of these drug-fueled antics by Sam Nunberg. He is a talented young man, but he's got to get his problems under control. He's got serious problems. And I am told when under the influence, he's very vicious and very paranoid. This guy is not well, for legitimate media organizations to continue to put him forward as a source of anything is reprehensibly irresponsible, to say the least. Sean Hannity hit this particularly well. Network executives that think he's inebriated ought to take him off the air, not let him make baseless assertions about others to play some long-term game.
Well, I mean, Roger, let's be honest here. Putting Sam Nunberg on the air for CNN, if that's considered reprehensible, that's like a splash in the pond. I mean, these are the same people that will lie about war. These are the same people that will lie about Russian collusion.
You should see this guy, Ari Melber. This guy is a classic hater. He virtually drools when he talks about me. By the way, he worships Elliot Spitzer, which should give you some idea of his ethical compass. He's just a mindless, smart-ass Manhattan liberal. He pretends to be a lawyer when he hears hearsay. Oh, Roger Stone said he was going to meet Assange. He says, well, that's legally significant. No, it isn't. Ari, do I need to file a bar complaint against you? Don't be a moron. But he drools when he talks about how I'm ensnared in Russian corruption, and he interviews the mentally unbalanced, like Mr. Nunberg or Randy Credico, who's also a very talented guy. But I think I've addressed this at Stone Cold Truth. Look up Randy and me, and you'll find out who the so-called back channel, the confirming source, the only person from whom I did get information regarding Assange, that information being he had a blockbuster and it would be published in October, both things which turned out to be right. Never told the source, never told the content, never told the exact timing. But you know how it is, Owen. These libtard in the media, Slate, Salon, and then the very decidedly downscale Raw story. These guys are the greatest BS artists of all time. Or the smoking gun. This is fake news, folks. Virtually nothing they say is correct, but they all jump on the bandwagon. Then they spend SEO money, Owen, to drive those links into your mailbox in a smear. Too bad they got a fighter on their hand. It's Good Friday. I've gathered my family around for a great weekend. It's beautiful on Sunday. I'm cooking Italian. So I don't let these people get in the way. In fact, in all honesty, it kind of tickles me.
Well, I know that it doesn't get you down and it just energizes you. But what happens? I have to wonder. What happens to these news outlets that have been peddling this nonsense for over a year now where, I mean, it looks like we're finally going to have a real investigation into the abuses during the Obama administration at the FBI and the DOJ. So what happens to the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the Raw Stories, the Snopes, the Snarks, the Snops, the Snoops, and Snips, Snoops, Snops, Snips, Snips, all the fake news out there? What happens to them when their narrative completely implodes and they just totally look like the jackasses, the prince is naked now?
That's precisely why they're doing what they're doing. Look, it's no secret to me that I may be the most reviled person on the left in this country. I realize that many, many libtards and other Hillary Clinton supporters would love to find me knee deep in Russian collusion. No cigar, folks, you lose. So, but because of that, they wish it to be true. They want it to be true. And now, under the new journalism, and this is very important, and I think Sean Hannity said this too, evidence and proof are no longer necessary. The charge is the evidence. The charge is the evidence. So if somebody says, Owen went to the bathroom in the woods, well, then you're guilty because someone said you did it. No proof or evidence that you actually did it is true. That's the new journalism. It's entirely dishonest.
And that's not how the justice system in America is supposed to work. And, of course, that is very reminiscent of the French Revolution, where they accuse you and then you lose your head. Of course, Roger, they're lying about us. They're trying to bring us down. And that's why we need people's support at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, you've got your family in town. I'm sure that you probably need that extra energy, so you've probably been taking your Brain Force.
I did pop a few Brain Force about an hour ago, which is why I was able to leave the pool for a little while and do this show. It is really a family affair. My granddaughter flew in from the frigid regions of Ohio. So, but I second what Owen said. Go to the store now, InfoWars.com store, and help the fight for freedom. They don't want to let us go live on YouTube, folks, with the War Room. They don't want to let us go live, let Alex go live on YouTube. Join the fight. Support us now.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried Brain Force to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a
a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent iodine. Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're here in the War Room with my colleague Owen Schroyer. I join you from sunny South Florida, where by magic I am connected to the bunker in InfoWars where it all goes down. That's Freedom Command Central. Alex Jones is right. No place will you find more hardcore investigative reporting and an up-to-date, day-to-day chronicle of where the globalists are in their efforts to snuff out our free speech and your civil liberties. We are delighted to be back with you at the War Room. I must say, Owen, those commercials for the NRA, those advertisements with Dana Loesch, are some of the most effective direct advertising I've seen in many years in the movement. I think she's terrific as a spokesman. I think they're very well written, and they're very compelling. And it tells us exactly what we're up against. It's a global elite who sneer at our ideas, who reject the idea of anybody that doesn't come from Los Angeles or New York. Who sneer at our values, who sneer at our support for a reformist president, and they do intend to do everything possible to disarm us. We got a little bit of a delay there, I guess, in our Skype. So it's extraordinary, the effectiveness of those ads, in my opinion.
Well, and it's so cutting edge because it's exactly the truth. Where they foment all of this civil unrest, they go out on the streets, they act out of control, they're disrupting society while they're complaining about the police, and so then they become so out of control, the police have to do something to maintain a civil society because they're the ones acting uncivil, and then they'll use that to say, look, the police are out of control, oh my gosh, when they're the ones that are acting like out of control maniacs destroying society. And it's so exactly spot on. It's almost scary because it's like play by play. You're literally sitting here doing the play by play of it as they're going through it. And you just scratch your head and it's like, man, are they really going to go through with this? And they just keep pushing and keep pushing. But you know, it's amazing. Roger, Obama came in and he was the leading salesman of AR-15s in this country. No, I think that during Obama 8 years, there were more AR-15s bought than any other year in American history. So Obama was so great at recruiting for the NRA and for AR-15 sales. Then you had Attention Hog come around and he threw down the gauntlet. He said, Obama, you thought you were good at recruiting for the NRA? You thought you were good at selling AR-15s? Wait till you see what I've got. And so now here comes Attention Hog. And NRA membership skyrockets, NRA donations skyrockets. So the more they put their propaganda out there that's anti-American, the more Americans are going to stand up for America.
Well, and the important thing to understand is from a strategic political point of view, the gun issue transcends Republicans. The gun issue gets us into exactly those blue-collar, working-class Democrats who share our values and certainly share our support for the Second Amendment. So in some ways, picking this as a deciding issue for the 2018 campaign will help mobilize our base. The National Rifle Association still has, without any question, the finest, best-oiled grassroots political organization left in America today. This is why they triumph again and again in special elections and referendums and so on, and why they've been so deadly effective in each presidential race going back as long as I've been involved in Republican presidential politics. So the other point I wanted to come back to was this special prosecutor or this prosecutor that they have that Sessions says is going to look into the FISA court warrants and other abuses at DOJ. Presumably that would include the FBI. How large is his budget compared to, say, Robert Mueller's? How many people, how many lawyers have been detailed to this inquiry? He hasn't been granted the sweeping powers and the unlimited budget and the enormous platoons of left-wing lawyers that Mr. Mueller has. And presumably the FBI is not at his beck and call since he'll be investigating the FBI. Isn't that a little tricky? So I think this is a head fake by Jeff Sessions. The pressure on him to have these matters investigated is such that he must do something, so he does the lowest level something he can. Now, I'm not casting aspersions on this particular prosecutor. He may be a very good, honest man. I haven't had a chance to look up his CV. I noticed that he's from Utah. The odds are good that he is a good Republican and an honest lawyer and a fine American. But are they handicapping him with lack of resources or lack of jurisdiction? And will the bureaucracy at the DOJ and the FBI, where he's going to be investigating, and the courts, will they play keep away with him like they did with the House Committee on Assassinations in the 1970s, where their real role never gets into his grasp because his access to information is systematically blocked or it's manipulated? So it's not the same as a special prosecutor. Matt Gaetz is absolutely right. We need a second special prosecutor. I want to know whether I was the subject of a FISA warrant. My lawyers believe I was. We have substantial evidence we're preparing, most likely for litigation, that proves I was. We want to know what the government's probable cause was and why they were spying on me. Any fool who says Julian Assange will look like a moron. I have no exchange with Julian Assange that constitutes collusion or anything else for that matter, having never spoken to or met Mr. Assange. I want this investigation, particularly Owen, to go forward because I do feel like my emails, my cell messages, my cell calls, my text messages were being monitored. That's an egregious violation of my civil liberties. And I want to know, you know, what Obama knew and when he knew it.
Well, and I think this Mueller probe is abusing a lot of people's civil liberties. I mean, look at what happened to Manafort. Look at most recently what happened to Ted Malik. Look at the fact they've tried to destroy a good patriot, Mike Flynn's life. But, you know,
you'll like this, Owen. Paul Manafort is wearing not one but two ankle bracelets.
Yeah. Well, you know, they got to make sure to just do as much as they can to torment him. But, you know, here's the difference, though, Roger. Even though, oh, by the way, John Huber is the name of the attorney that was appointed the federal prosecutor by Jeff Sessions. John Huber is his name. Here's the difference, though, between what Mueller is doing with his unlimited budget, unlimited range, unlimited access, unlimited power, unlimited authority versus what Huber is going to be doing is that Mueller is looking for a crime that doesn't exist. Mueller is looking for something that doesn't exist. He's looking for a ghost. Huber is looking for crimes that we already know exist. We already have the documentation of existing and we already know how it all went down. It's just a matter of getting the final T's crossed and I's dotted so that you can bring it to court. So that to me though is going to be the biggest difference here in that Huber actually has real crimes and real abuses of power that he can investigate where Mueller is looking for a ghost.
That's a very shrewd analysis, Owen. I think you may be right. He's going to be hampered along the way by the department. That's my concern. But hopefully he's an able attorney and a good man, and he can persevere. We'll be right back at the War Room to pick this up on the other side.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back. In our next segment, we're going to talk about an organization called Nexium. This was originally billed as a self-help program that offered personal and professional development seminars. Based in Albany County, New York, this organization was founded by a man named Keith Raniere. Many, many people who have experienced the Nexium curriculum have described it as a cult. In this past week, it was revealed that within this organization was a secret sisterhood of sex slaves who were there for the enjoyment and amusement of Raniere, And in fact, a number of these women had been branded with his initials in their pubic region. Later this week, earlier this week, Mr. Ranieri was arrested in Mexico and charged with sex trafficking, among other crimes. Now, what makes this even juicier is the role of socialite sisters Claire and Sarah Bronfman, the daughters of Edgar Bronfman Jr., one of the mainstays of New York City financial life, and the son himself of Edgar Bronfman, the founder of Seagram's, and many said a financial strongman and a genius. In any event, the organization Nexium was able to extract loans and gifts from a string of wealthy heirs and heiresses to political and American nobility. The daughter of the president of Mexico was an adherent, and so on. Joining us now, if we have him, is the crusading investigative journalist who for the last 2 years has pinned down the inside story of this cult and the sex abuse and trafficking by cult leaders. Frank Parlato is the publisher and editor of Art Voice, a progressive news site based in Western New York, but with international reach. And he joins us here. Frank, congratulations. It was only your intrepid reporting. I think you wrote over 200 articles on the inside guts of this cult that exposed this criminality and this greed and, frankly, this sexual abuse.
Thank you, Roger.
So yeah. I'm going to let you tell the story. I gave the listeners the short version, as it were. The New York Times plays a key role here in exposing the cult and everything that would go down. So, Frank, tell us how exactly you got involved, what you figured out, and why you decided to take on this mission of seeking justice in this case.
Well, I broke the story back in August of, or rather June of 2017. And what particularly intrigued me was the way that the Bronfman sisters were able to use their wealth to purchase justice. They had hired, among others, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's father to act as a lobbyist for them. And I think they compromised several U.S. attorneys and FBI agents to look the other way while they continued kind of a nefarious operation of tax evasion, bulk cash smuggling, forced labor, sex trafficking, and in two instances, murder.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the cult was based in the district of my old friend, Senator Joe Bruno. I had met Salzman. I'd been approached, as many professionals were, about helping them. It was presented to me as a intense but valuable self-help operation. I didn't really realize its multiple marketing value. And, of course, I saw no signs of the sexual abuse. And this Keith Ranieri I met once. In all honesty, I wasn't terribly impressed. I, of course, had no idea that he turned out to be the monster that he did. So you reported on this consistently, but when did the tide turn? In other words, if you read the story, you see that Ranieri and his right-hand henchwoman, a woman named Nancy Salzman, quite charming, were adept at using money to buy political influence, to buy leverage, despite a complete misunderstanding of how our political system works. They were often wanted, for example, federal or state officials to contact federal officials in an investigation, not knowing you can't go anywhere near an investigation. One of their lawyers told me that. So these people were running a scam. They were using high-pressure tactics. The cult-like loyalty of the people who worked for them was extreme. And frankly, I headed for the hills.
Well, I think you're right, Roger. And the dirty secret and what's yet to be revealed, and I hope to reveal it in the next few weeks, is the crooked role of some of law enforcement, and particularly at the federal level and at the state level, to turn the other way while crimes were being committed. And I believe that Ranieri realized that he could purchase justice. So consequently, his crimes became more sinister by the year, resulting ultimately in his blackmailing scores of women and then branding them with a hot iron cattle brand on their pubic region.
Yeah, no, it's an absolutely bizarre tale. I think that the people who have represented them should be examined. Whether they actually engaged in bribery, that would be most interesting. Now, with Ranieri indicted for sex crimes, sex trafficking, and presumably other charges, it seems to me that it'll be difficult to get an inquiry into any further corruption by Ranieri, but perhaps I'm wrong.
I think they're looking at it now, and I believe that what's going to come out at the end is that certain FBI agents, certain Bureau of Criminal Investigation and the New York State Troopers office were involved in corrupt activities to avoid an investigation and to prevent investigations. It may shock some of you, listeners, maybe not, that these people became experts at purchasing justice and dispensing it. They spent more than $50 million with lawyers, and I don't know how much they spent bribing public officials, but it's going to come out. It will come out.
Well, this is certainly a story in which we want to stay tuned. We thank you, Frank Parlato of the Art Voice, the progressive voice of America, based there in Western New York. Mr. Parlato is a crusading independent investigative journalist, and he certainly broke a big story here. Thank you for joining us, Frank Parlato. Owen, anytime you can put a sex cult in your headline, you're going to get big opens. So we'll call this segment Sex Cult Busted, I guarantee we get a lot of viewers. An amazing story of this multi-million-dollar scam where they have Catherine Oxenberg's daughter. They have all of these children of the privileged and wealthy, and they're sucking money from all of them, and he's using it for a lifestyle and to support an entire dormitory of sex slaves and then branding those women. It's a truly bizarre story. Great coverage of this in the New York Times, I must say. They did an excellent job of covering it very, I think, effectively.
Well, unfortunately, we're getting more exposed to this stuff. It's coming to the light. These sex cults, Satan worshiping rings with the spirit cooking. So a lot of people are shocked by this, but unfortunately, it is really popular in Hollywood and some political groups.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Hey, so brother number one, Mr. James Brown, the hardest working man in show business, with the epic song Living in America. You remember that from the Rocky movie, Owen. Yesterday, I had the high privilege to go to Gulfstream Racetrack as the guest of Angel Cordero Jr. Angel Cordero is the winningest jockey in American history, the winningest jockey in United States history. A proud Puerto Rican American, he came to this country penniless, and he set records. He gave me this for whacking the ponies. It was a great time. He showed me the paddocks where the horses exercised, introduced me to the trainers, took me to the jockey's room. It was a great, great experience. And then we watched the races in the afternoon. Angel Cordero Jr. has promised me that he'd be very honored to come and join us on the War Room sometime next week. So I look forward to that. I do want to point out that right now at the InfoWars store, both the Real Red Pill and Brain Force are both on special. Now, this is an incredible combination for folks who want to operate at peak efficiency. The Real Red Pill is a terrific multi-nutraceutical mix of vitamins, minerals, and other all-natural substances that will really improve your mental fitness, your outlook, your sense of well-being. Combined with Brain Force, which I'm feeling right now, you will get a surge of mental clarity and energy that is far better than that second cup of coffee. And what's best, neither one of these products will leave you buzzed. So late at night, when it's time to get in the feathers and cop some Z's, you don't have any trouble at all falling asleep. So please consider this terrific special now at the InfoWars store. We have a great line of T-shirts, books, and a number of other extraordinary nutraceutical products. We depend entirely on listener and viewer support for expansion here at InfoWars. We have no other source of income. Alex Jones cuts these prices because he knows that if you try them once at a reduced price, you will be satisfied and you will come back for more. And I've said it before, I will say it again. The auto ship program is a lifesaver, particularly if you really start to use and enjoy one of these programs, one of these products consistently as I do. You don't want your regimen to be interrupted. By going to the auto ship function, you're guaranteed that your nutraceuticals will be sent from a special catch that is being held aside for auto ship customers. So please avail yourself of that option today. Owen, back at you.
I have to ask a very important question to you right now, Roger. Did you bet on the ponies when you were out at the track, and how did you do if you did?
The good news is I guess I did bet. The bad news is I didn't win. You see, this is the mistake of choosing horses by the silks of the jockey, which as a style aficionado, I'm afraid I have a tendency to do. You see all these
that's your weakness, Roger.
See, you see all these guys with cigars sitting around going through all these various books, looking up the breeder, the sire, the jockey, and so
His mother was a mutter.
You know, and I go for the pink and white silks, so, or the flaming red silks. It was interesting. I saw the Emir of Qatar has run his horse at Gulfstream. I saw the silks for his jockey. It was a great, great experience. It is the sport of kings. It is troubled in this country, but I can honestly tell you, I've been to Del Mar. I've been to Golden Gate. I've been to Saratoga, one of the great tracks. But here in Florida, Hialeah, perhaps the most beautiful track of all time, now being used for quarter horse racing. Calder, nothing great, but worth a visit, because a visit to the ponies is the ponies. If I wasn't in politics, I probably would have been a tout.
We're talking ponies here on The War Room. Always enjoyed doing that as a kid and going out and gambling, having fun. I always bet based on the size, though. I always looked for the biggest one, the strongest one, and that was usually the one that I used to go with. But you know what? It's amazing, Roger, to make an unbelievable segue here. You talk about the size and scope of the investigation of Robert Mueller. It is the biggest. It has the fanciest silks. It's the one everybody's looking at, the Mueller special counsel. But he's chasing a ghost. There's no finish line. There's no time. There's no anything. It's just an aberration that he chases to maintain a false narrative that Trump colluded with Russia. There's really nothing that they can bring home to prove that. And, you know, they're just going to keep running this race.
Which is why my guess is that they'll manufacture some other crime. They'll fabricate crimes against many people. The point is they have to be fought and resisted. This is a political inquisition. This is not a legitimate law enforcement function. This is harassment. There is no evidence of Russian collusion. That was supposed to be their charge, but now they're far afield of that charge. Plus, they're going back and allegedly examining things that the fake news media kicked up dust about months ago. Guccifer II, the reception in Cleveland that Sessions and Kislyak were at, Trump's speech at the Mayflower. This is all a steaming pile of bullshit. It's nothing. It's nonsense. It's fake news created by the Salons and the Slates and, dare I say it, the single worst publication in America today, The Daily Beast. When we're out of toilet paper, the Stone household, we have a terrific use for The Daily Beast. No one who works for this organization tells the truth. It is a pack of lies. Hip, smug, elitist jerks. No one takes them seriously.
If you run out of If you run out of toilet paper, the Daily Beast is always a great source. It's always there for you in case you run out.
Well, you know, let's be very clear. We here at InfoWars have literally millions of followers. We send our best regards to the 20,000 left-wing retards who are reading the Daily Beast.
Roger, Hillary Clinton made some pretty amazing comments when she spoke. Where was it that she spoke? Oh, Rutgers, two nights ago. Just unbelievable stuff. Again, talking about Nazis, talking about the Republican Party being held captive. She's worried about the loss of leadership in the U.S. She's still freaking out about Russia. And you look at her face and her mannerisms. I mean, this is a woman that has really gone fully off the deep end. I mean, this is a woman who's really starting to channel some demons.
Not really, Owen. This is a woman reading a script written by some smart-ass Hollywood PR person who wants her to be hip and chic and relevant and hates Donald Trump. She's reading a script. Normally, she's just chewing gum and popping it. So let's not get too carried away. This is performance art with hate speech written by others. That's how I read it.
Well, okay, that's actually probably a good way to put it, performance art. I'm asking the crew to get some B-roll because, I mean, Roger, she's really looking demonic. She's going into, like, the weird Emperor Palpatine look that George Soros has. And it's like, it's like eerily...
She's acting. She's not intelligent enough to even think of the storyline that she's espousing. That was written by some smart Hollywood, smart-ass liberal PR person. It's not even particularly good. It's hate speech is what it is, and they have her wound up. She can't be taken serious as any kind of political intellect, do you think?
No, but what do the Democrats do when she's still pretending to be the figurehead of the Democrat Party, going to these speeches? There's the beast incarnate. Oh, she's got a broken wrist now too, so she can't even walk around on her own power without breaking a bone. Yeah, she's so healthy. But what do the Democrats do? She won't go away, Roger. She will not go away, and she's destined to wind up in some sort of meeting with an attorney or in a courtroom where she's going to have to sing about all the crimes she's done, and then that's going to bring down hundreds of other criminals. I mean, what is her fate? She might need to, you know, think about some personal protection right now. They might want to make sure that she doesn't talk.
Well, she's definitely a thorn in the side of the professional Democrats. She is on a poor me tour. She's blamed the American people. She's blamed Bernie Sanders. She's blamed the Democratic National Committee. She's blamed the FBI.
Roger, it'd probably be easier for you to Roger, just to save time because we only have 40 seconds, it'd be easier for you to list off the names of people and groups that she hasn't blamed.
Right, so let's cut to the chase. Hillary, if you're listening, people don't like you. They see through you. They despise you. You're a mean, vulgar, greedy, nasty, self-centered, entitled woman who was never qualified to be president. And they're on to your criminal exploits. Go away.
Roger, thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend with your family. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter. Have a great time in sunny South Florida. All right. Well, it is Good Friday. Oh, thank the good Lord that Hillary Clinton is not our president. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine. Thank you, God.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWars Store.com, InfoWarsLife.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, it's time for Jeff Sessions to start taking care of some business and start draining that swamp. And that is why he has announced that John Huber, an attorney, will be evaluating the FBI and DOJ wrongdoing. Well, the alleged wrongdoing. Alleged. Give me a break. We know what happened, and now John Huber's been appointed by Sessions, a federal prosecutor, to evaluate what went on. Of course, the Office of the Inspector General released its announcement 2 days ago that they will also be reviewing the activity at the FBI and the DOJ during the Obama administration. As far as their behavior, their activity that led to the warrant, the spy warrant that eventually was used to spy on the Trump campaign, which of course was fabricated with a fake dossier paid for and created by Hillary Clinton and Fusion GPS, that they had to collude with Russians to fabricate. Really an incredible story. And then they, on the back end, try to say that Trump colluded with Russia and announced the investigation into him. Truly amazing stuff, but that's where we are right now. And then you've got the new Roseanne show, which takes off like a rocket, and everybody's watching it. And then Tariq Nasheed, one of the biggest racists in this country, a total race baiter, a total divider, a total hater, he tweets out, "The Roseanne Barr reboot got huge ratings because she was playing a Trump supporter. Systematic white supremacy is becoming mainstreamed again, and Trump supporter is now a code for suspected white supremacist. And the red MAGA hat is the new swastika." So this is incredible. This is him actually signaling out what they're doing. He just admitted what they're doing. They are the ones who have now created this environment where a Trump supporter is now a white supremacist and now a racist. That's what they created. And then they claim that because Roseanne is back on TV with high ratings, that's white supremacy becoming mainstream, even though it's the only show like it on television. So you get one show in an entire landscape of television. You get one show that has conservative values, one show that has a Trump supporter that can make jokes, and all of a sudden, this racist, Tariq Nasheed, says, "This is clear evidence white supremacy is back," even though it's at one fish in the large pond. And then he admits their brainwashing, where if you're a Trump supporter, you're a white supremacist and your red hat is a swastika. Well, what about all the black Trump supporters? Are they white supremacists too? He would probably say yes. He's that stupid. Let's hit some of the rest of these headlines before I go to my next guest this hour. Illegal immigrant cop killer smirks at death sentence. So that same guy, Louis Bracamontes, smiled again Tuesday as the California jury handed him a death sentence following his conviction of the killing of two sheriff's deputies. So a illegal immigrant comes here and kills two cops, and that's what the liberals want in California. They love it. They hate Americans so much, they'll take any illegal immigrant that wants to murder them, and then they wish they would get let off scot-free, like Kate Steinle's shooter. U.S. visa seekers will have to disclose social media. This was a poll on the War Room this week, and I talked about this. I'm still lukewarm. I'm not sure how I really feel about this. I can see good things about this. Also, I can see bad things about it. But nonetheless, there it is. If you're seeking a U.S. visa now, you're going to have to show them your social media. I say just get off social media. Just run from social media. Stacey Dash is no longer going to be running for Congress. Another head fake from a celebrity that turns out to be a conservative. You know, it's really sad. I wish eventually one of these celebrities that says they're going to run actually follows through with it. I'm not insulting Stacey Gash or anything, but again, it's like, you know, someone actually do it. That'd be nice. Someone that could actually win. A power play in Chicago's mayoral race. So now you've got these three people running against Rahm Emanuel, but they're teaming up. They're all teaming up, and they say they're all targeting Rahm Emanuel because he's such a horrible mayor, so that's good. There's also another guy who's not even mentioned that story. So Rahm Emanuel's going to have a tough run. The Pope says hell doesn't exist, and then you have Vatican worshipers getting hit with chunks of plaster from the St. Peter's Basilica ceiling. So that's kind of some weird biblical stuff happening there, too. All right, we'll be right back with more of The War Room. Don't go anywhere.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Well, here we are in the land of good and plenty, also Sodom and Gomorrah, the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world, the most freedom, the most prosperity, the highest standard of living, industrialization, the most innovation, incredible everything we've done here. And do we have dark parts of our history? Absolutely. Have we learned from our past? Perhaps in some instances, perhaps in some instances not. But to reject our culture, to reject everything that brought us here, to reject everything that has led to this way of life of freedom and prosperity is suicidal. And what you have is a bunch of brainwashed, indoctrinated students victimized by the public education system into thinking America's the bad guy, America's the problem, America has to go for the world to be a better place. When the exact opposite is true, America has to be thriving, America has to be the bastion of liberty and freedom for the world to succeed, the bastion of enterprise, the bastion of innovation, the bastion of entrepreneurship, the bastion of business. And that's where we were. And then the Democrats and liberals lied about everything and tried to stop it and basically put governors on our engines, put a chain and shackles on our commerce and in our industry. And Barack Obama was the last figurehead of that movement. And then Trump was the response to that in America. No, we're not going to put shackles on America anymore. No, we're not going to tell the youth that America is the bad guy anymore. No, we're not going to cater to the UN anymore. No, America is going to be number one. No, we're going to put America first. And so we reach this point now where the liberals have gone full bore and are now trying to get college students to hate the very creation of this country, to hate the founders of this country, and to hate the doctrines that made this country possible. And so that is why I'm now joined by Mark Meltzer, an outspoken student from Hofstra University, a member of the College Republicans Club. And the reason why I bring Mark on today from Hofstra University is because a big debate is going on right now at Hofstra where they're trying to remove the statue of Thomas Jefferson, citing the fact he was a slave owner, where if you actually look at history, yes, he did own slaves, just like everyone else, but he wasn't some brutal slave owner as they like to depict him as. And he was the founding father who was he accomplished so much for this country. It's ridiculous to sit here and act like he's the enemy, but yet they're trying to remove that statue, and there were dueling protests at Hofstra University. And then I saw Malcolm McCoy go on Fox News to talk about this, and I had to get someone on from the Hofstra University Republicans Club, so Mark Meltzer joins us. Mark, talk about what you're seeing at your university right now, where you have people in the student body that want to remove Thomas Jefferson's statue from campus.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. Well, you know, really what I'm seeing is all of the leftists, 11 of the leftist leading clubs, and really I think they're kind of getting together and really trying to bully people that have different views from them. And really, you know, watching all this happen is kind of disgusting, and they want to remove a piece of American history. You know, Thomas Jefferson is one of the most important people in this country's history, and I think it's important that we, you know, we keep the statue, and, you know, maybe we can look back on some of the parts of history, such as slavery, as being bad. But overall, I think, you know, it's overwhelming that Thomas Jefferson was a very good person in our history and did a lot for this country.
Yeah, and it's just like they don't appreciate how great they have it here. And that's really what it comes down to, regardless of what the history is. They just don't appreciate how great they have it here. That's why they're willing to spit on the history. But what it becomes to me is they have all this pent-up hatred, all this pent-up rage that they've been building because of the propaganda in the public education system. And we're rolling this B-roll right now to illustrate this, where these statues really just become, an object for them to get their hate out, where they use an inanimate object like a gun to portray all their hate to, or to project all their hate out. So they march against the gun. They tear down the statue. And they're not actually addressing real issues. They're not actually addressing things that actually happen in society today. They say, oh, remove that statue. Ha ha, I'm the good guy. Oh, march against guns. Ha ha, I'm the good guy. And so then you see it here. They take down the statue, and it's some sort of faux victory for them, and then they're kicking the statue, spitting on the statue. Well, what does that actually do? It does nothing. It shows how crazy you are. So do they actually have a message? I mean, what are they saying about Thomas Jefferson? Is it all about slavery? I mean, what are they saying? Why they want to take the statue down?
I mean, yeah, I attended the protest today, and obviously not to participate, but just to see what they had to say and, you know, see what their perspective is. And really, when it comes, it's really just a lot of hate from them. You know, they're portraying Thomas Jefferson as just a slave owner and nothing more. And they're really using that one piece of the small piece of history. And, you know, they're acting like we haven't progressed since then. And I think the statue of Thomas Jefferson actually is a good thing, because it shows how far we've come since then. I think it shows a lot of progression.
No, that's an interesting point. Why? Yeah. It's like they don't. I don't even know how to say that. It's like they really still think like we're living in these times, and they just ignore all of the progress America's made. Yeah, exactly. Why do they do that? What is up with that?
You know, I don't know. What really the way I see it is, I think that they use it as a way to try to bully people that don't agree with them, and you know, they use the racist card and they use all the other names in the book. And if you don't agree with us and don't think that this statue represents, you know, evil, then you're the bad guy and you can't have another point of view because we're right, and our point of view is the only legitimate one. And it's, you know, it's really sad to see that.
Well, and apparently this protest happened today. There was a petition for the removal that started on March 17th, and then they organized the protest, which was scheduled to happen today. Did that actually happen today? Were there the dueling protests today as they had planned it?
Yes, they had a protest. It wasn't actually at the statue, but it was inside right across from where the statue is. And really, a lot of them just took the mic and, you know, they said a lot of things, a lot of really what I think are hurtful things. And I think one of the things I saw in there that, which honestly was really disgusting, was one of the members of the Black Lives Matter group had been finished talking and decided that when she was done, she called out someone that she had known in the back stands who she knew had an opposing view, and called him out by name and just asked if obviously he's unprepared, doesn't know he's going to be asked to speak, and just asked if he wanted to come up there and talk in front of everyone there. And I thought that was kind of painful to see, you know, like really just taking advantage of the situation, knowing that he hadn't prepared anything to speak, and trying to really get him to go up there and talk, even though he didn't want to.
Yeah, it shows how desperate they are and how they'll use people as token individuals because they don't actually have the ability to win hearts and minds with ideas and philosophy. So they just take little token people or buzzwords and then they use that to prop themselves up. But you know, it's amazing. I mean, again, okay, oh yeah, let's remove the Thomas Jefferson statue from campus. Like that's some sort of bad, you know, thing, a statue or our culture or our history. And then you have Black Lives Matter propped up as some sort of hero group. Well, how about this? What has Black Lives Matter done for America? I mean, let's actually put a list together. Let's take a look at all the things Thomas Jefferson did for America, you know, Louisiana Purchase, all that stuff. And then look at the list of what Black Lives Matter has done for America. Who should really be kicked off campus?
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. You know, their right to protest, it comes from the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights, which Thomas Jefferson helped draft. So, I mean.
Oh! That's hilarious. They wouldn't even have the right to protest the statue of Thomas Jefferson if it wasn't for Thomas Jefferson.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. And I think that that kind of puts everything into perspective that we're talking about here. It really shows their ignorance. They don't even understand the very man who wrote down the words that gave you the right to free speech, the right to redress your grievances with government. That very man is the man you're protesting as the enemy. Unbelievable. I think they might have skipped one too many history classes, and they may need to wake up and make it to history class next time. My guest is Mark Meltzer. He's part of the College Republicans from Hofstra University. They're trying to take down the Thomas Jefferson statue. One more segment with him on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTru Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Could happen, but you were warned. As soon as the liberals get control of any industry or any group, they destroy it and tarnish it with their anti-American propaganda. And this has now swept the nation as far as colleges and state-run universities are concerned. We're here in Austin. You had protesters protest monuments that were in honor of Confederate soldiers. They removed those statues. You then had the protesters. We caught it on film. Say, death to America. We hate America. Okay, thanks. Thanks, college education system, for poisoning people's minds into hating America. Of course, when you ask them what country would you rather go to, they fall silent. But now, Hofstra University students are calling for the removal of the Thomas Jefferson statue. Of course, they are being met with backlash. My guest is Mark Meltzer. He is a member of the College Republicans at Hofstra University. Mark, what, you know, is this something that is kind of sweeping the entire student body over there at Hofstra, or is it pretty much limited to political groups? How big of a story is this right now at your university, Hofstra?
I mean, just speaking with my friends and just looking at what's going on, I think it mainly is just with the political groups. You know, I think a lot of my friends, even the ones who are more liberal, really want the statue there or don't really care either way. I think this is really mainly the 11 leftist-leaning organizations and clubs that joined it together for this cause.
So it sounds to me like most of the time these things kind of get blown out of proportion, at least as far as the local community is concerned at a national level where, you know, half the student body might not even know what's going on, but it becomes a national story. But it doesn't seem like the college liberals are not, you know, they're not being met with force. I mean, you have spoken out about this. You've had your colleague Malcolm McCoy go on Fox News to talk about this as well. The college Republicans there at Hofstra are not taking this lightly. So there is some pushback to this protest.
Yeah. Yeah, thankfully we have a good amount of people, I think rightfully so, that are pushing back because they realize that, you know, ruining the statue doesn't change history, you know. They want to put the statue in a museum where they claim has more historical context. I think it has great historical context, right, where everyone can see it in front of the student center and we can be reminded of how far we've come since then and, you know, how far we have to, we can still progress. But, you know, I just think moving the statue doesn't actually accomplish anything. It doesn't change history. It's just a statue.
And where do you stop? You know, now you're going to have to change the names of universities. I mean, you have to look into everything now. I mean, who's look into everyone's history? Oh, did he say something bad? Did he have slaves? Did he say something racist? Did he do this? Did he do that? Meanwhile, the Clintons are just, you know, oh, we're all real proud of Bill and Hillary Clinton, who have been running roughshod over the entire planet. They'd steal a hot stove. They haven't found a country they wouldn't want to loot to death. You know, Bill used the Oval Office as some sort of, you know, well, we won't even go down that. But yeah. Well, I'm glad, Mark, that you've decided to speak out and to stand up for history. That's what you're doing. You're standing up for history and culture and the college Republicans there at Hofstra as well. We'll keep up to date with this story. Hopefully they're not able to tear down that history of Thomas Jefferson. But thank you for coming on with us today, Mark Meltzer.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so there he goes. Again, the story is Hofstra students trying to remove the Thomas Jefferson statue from the university. They've been doing this nationwide, folks. They're trying to remove statues, and it's just ridiculous. What are you going to change? You're going to take George Washington off the dollar bill? You're going to take Benjamin Franklin off the bill? I mean, just give me a break. You're going to rename states? You're going to rename cities? You can't have Jefferson County anymore? Jefferson City? There's like a... it's just insane. But you know what? Here's the thing about it. And of course I'm guilty of this. I mean, I can't avoid it. It's my life. But when you get out of these political circles that we live in, when you get out of these political bubbles that we live in, and we do, most people don't care. They don't even know what's going on. They have their own lives. They're not concerned. They're following their favorite sports team or, you know, who's, you know, Kardashian dating or whatever it is. And so they don't even know that this is going on. So as much hype that everything gets, it's amazing to step outside and just take a step back and realize that there's an entire group of people that have no idea what is even going on. I mean, totally clueless. Hey, did you know students want to remove Thomas Jefferson from campus? Oh, really? Wow, that's crazy. That's insane. Hey, did you know students are marching against the Second Amendment, marching against their own rights? Wow, really? That doesn't make any sense. They just don't even know. Hey, did you know that Hillary Clinton lost a rigged election? Did you know that Hillary Clinton colluded with Russians and made a Uranium One deal and fabricated a dossier to try to bring Trump down and spy on his campaign? They don't know. They don't care. They hate all the politics. And we already changed the status quo by electing Trump. What is going to change the status quo next? What shakes the average American out of their stupor? What shakes the average American out of their trance into realizing how historical these times are, how important these times are, and how if you don't act now, if you don't consciously think about the future now and what America means to the future or how important America is to the future, the ideas of America, then you won't have an America if you're not thinking about that. So what is it going to take for these people to be waking out of their stupor? Is it Hillary Clinton going to jail? Is it the Democrats getting caught rigging elections, colluding with Russia? What is it? What is it going to take? Is it the Democrats impeaching Trump? I mean, imagine that. Imagine, seriously, think about it. You go through a year and a half plus of President Trump, what do you get? Huge job creation, unemployment record lows, wages up, taxes down, economy booming, funds being repatriated, pedophiles getting arrested across the nation in these huge roundups. And you've got all of this going on, and then they impeach Trump. And then all of a sudden, whoa, that 33% that doesn't even have a clue what's going on could tell you the entire lineup of their favorite baseball team, but doesn't even know anyone in Trump's administration. All of a sudden, it's like, whew, they just click in. They're like, whoa, why did you impeach Trump? America was kicking ass. What's going on? And then it all comes out. Wow. It was Hillary Clinton and Obama behind the whole thing. There is a deep state. There is a shadow government. The FBI does lie to us. Oh my gosh. And then that's how they get shaken out of their stupor. So you know what? I dare the dirty scumbag Democrats to impeach Trump. I dare you. You will destroy yourselves and America will come back stronger than ever. I dare you to try that. But that's what they want to do, folks. Just like they want to remove us. Just like they try to ban us. Just like they try to censor us. And that's why our audience sees that in real time. They see how they can't go to our YouTube channels and watch us. They see how they try to share our links on Twitter and Facebook and get blocked and get banned. That is the censorship. That is the Hitlerian, totalitarian censorship where they can't have InfoWars exist because we disprove their false narratives and we awaken the American Republic against their tyrannical regime and their globalist agenda. So that's why we have InfoWarsStore.com. David Hogg can't point out our 20 sponsors to try to boycott us out of existence. No, because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Cellforce right now, 50% off The Real Red Pill right now, 50% off Myco ZX Plus right now, and $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, the best air filter money can buy. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus 5-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Roger Stone.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are...
Well, during the 2016 presidential campaign, there were some really startling developments. You had the WikiLeaks emails get released from the DNC and John Podesta, where they talk about spirit cookings, they talk about Marina Abramovich, they talk about having young children in pools for your pleasure. They talk about pizza-related maps. They talk about nut sauce. I mean, you know, all kinds of creepy stuff. And so stuff gets exposed there. And then they try to distract from that by making up other stories that may or may not be true, but then they spin it and distract from that and try to demonize anybody that reports on it. But then you have Laura Silsby, a Clintonite, get caught in Haiti illegally moving children, and then she puts her hands in the air. Oh no, I have no idea. Whoa, where did these kids come from? Oh my God, what, there were kids following me the whole time? Oh, children, where did you come from? I had no idea. I'm Laura Silsby. I worked for Hillary Clinton. I was just moving these children across the border. I didn't even know they were here. Children? What children? Oh, these children. Oh, I have no idea where they came from. I'm Laura Silsby. I work for Hillary Clinton. I'm just smuggling children. I mean, I have no idea what's going on with these children. Oh, so then she gets busted. Oh, but don't worry. She's still cool with Hillary. They're still tight. Then you get exposed. Bill Clinton going on the Lolita Express without Secret Service more times than originally reported. Then Trump gets elected and you have nationwide pedophile bust. I mean, children being caught, children being rescued from cages, families with like 11 kids tortured in dungeons. I mean, just insane stuff from Florida to California. You got everything that's going on in Hollywood starting to be exposed with the pedophilia and the abuse of women and the actors and actresses in there. And so this is all going on and the mainstream news ignores it and says that men are the problem. Trump is the problem. And then we'll even tell you in the New York Times and Slate and Salon that pedophilia is not the problem. They're okay. Don't demonize pedophilia. So then all of that comes out. Of course, then the Vatican stuff comes out and then the gay orgy stuff comes out. Then you have the sex cult stuff come out. Folks, it's all related. It's all related. And you're going to have more whistleblowers start to come forward. We're still working on the guest, guys. What is the current status of the guest? Okay, so we're still working on the guest, but we've got a guest who's going to be joining me to talk about a children's card game, which actually I guess is not just a children's card game. Plenty of adults play it too. Magic the Gathering. But it does have a lot of children that play it. And, you know, they have these events where, you know, they'll take a venue, some game store or something like that. And they'll have Magic the Gathering card game events. And it'll be, I guess, sanctioned, if you will, is probably not the correct term, but for lack of a better term, by Magic the Gathering. And what happens is you get these adults that essentially volunteer to be working these events where all of these kids come out. And it turns out that it's perhaps being infiltrated by some child abusers and even sexual offenders. So my next guest is going to be talking about that. And you know, it's actually funny, Magic the Gathering, that I'm talking about this. I remember this was kind of coming up when I was a kid. I had some friends that played it. I played it a couple times with them. But there was another story, just under a year ago, about how Magic the Gathering online profiles, like YouTubers and stuff that would blog about Magic the Gathering, how there was like this weird, like conservative liberal battle inside like the Magic the Gathering card fan club, if you will. And so I had people saying, hey, you should look into this. You should look into this. Some people in the Magic the Gathering are going conservative for Trump. They're fighting back against the liberals. And I was just like, well, okay. I mean, you know, it's a card game. You're probably going to have that in any sector of life right now. So I didn't really talk about it. But then this one was interesting. And my next guest, Lou Colagiovanni from unsleevedmedia.com, has all the documentation. And he's going to update me on that as soon as we get him connected. In the meantime, while we're working on that, guys, hey, just come in my ear, if you would. Okay, thank you. Now, people were worried about this. Apparently, you know, this is a tradition, Passover, Easter, whatever have you, in the Gaza Strip. There's just always violence. Hey, war in the Gaza Strip. I know we're all shocked, but it did reach a certain level of escalation and still is today. Palestinians are marching on the Gaza Strip. There's thousands out there. There've been reported drones dropping tear gas. People have died. They're burning photos of Trump as well. So the Gaza Strip is just a war zone right now. It's really sad. Is peace even possible there? I mean, what is harder? Peace in North Korea or peace in the Gaza Strip? Imagine if you had both under Trump. I'm not saying that's going to happen. It's just wild. All right, Lou Colagiovanni is ready to go with me now. You can find him on Twitter at Lou Colagiovanni, unsleevemedia.com. Now, Lou, thank you for joining me today. So I'm not sure if you heard my introduction, if you could correct me or steer me in the right direction of any of this, but it sounds to me like essentially what you have is you have the Magic the Gathering card game events or tournaments, and they have sanctioned, I'm just using that term lightly, leaders, essentially adults that show up to try to, you know, organize the event, keep it all organized and make sure everything runs smoothly. But there's no background checks to this. And so you're saying that that's an issue because it turns out some of the people that are getting into the system have a history of sexual abuse.
That's pretty accurate. Myself, my partner, Jeremy Hambly, who owns Unsleep Media, we've been working on this issue for a very long time. Before we started working on the issue, they were allowing their judges, who basically act as referees for the tournaments, to not have background checks. We revealed a lot of individuals who were convicted sex offenders, and that was a good first step. But now it's become apparent that players as well, also, obviously, there's a lot of convicted sex offenders. And I revealed one yesterday, 2 days ago. We've been revealing them constantly, and there is no policy now to prevent this from happening. They do not really enforce. They claim to have a policy, but they only claim to have a policy like an hour before we went on Mike Cernovich's network to do an interview 2.5 months ago. So it's there are convicted sex offenders all over the Magic the Gathering community, and they're not doing anything about it.
Well, and you know, this is a situation that you could see happening. I mean, this was a card game that really became popular. You know, I remember when I was a kid, probably in like fifth or sixth grade, when some of my friends started playing it. So this has been around for probably almost 20 years. So you've got people that have been playing it for a long time. So you've got people that are, you know, older adults now that still enjoy playing the game. And then you've got, of course, the younger kids that are coming up playing the game. So when you have that situation, it's very, I think, frightening for a parent that might send their kid to a Magic the Gathering tournament if they're concerned, you know, is anybody background checking the referees of this event? I mean, if you want to be a referee at a YMCA or a coach in some youth league, you get a background check. So it would seem like it would be common sense to bring this to Magic the Gathering now, especially considering what you've uncovered.
Right. Well, now, to be clear, Wizards of the Coast, which is the owner of Magic the Gathering, they did institute a policy because we forced them to background check their judges. But there hasn't really been much enforcement of that. The individual that I uncovered the other day has yet to be officially banned from their community, even though he was a judge. He was a level one judge. His name is James Lynn Littlefield. If individuals want to read my report, they will see that while Littlefield was accused and facing a life sentence in prison, he was judging a Magic the Gathering tournament. I wonder how parents would have felt about that.
And that's not good for Magic the Gathering's image, especially if they find that out and their kid says, hey, I want to go to Johnny to the Magic the Gathering tournament, and they see the story where they're not even background checking the judges and they say no. So that's not good for business. You think they want to do something about that. And it sounds like you've spurred that action into motion. So we're going to have more of this on the other side. Again, my guest, Lou Colagiovanni from unsleevemedia.com. Just, you got to watch out, folks. These child predators are sneaky, and they'll do anything they can to try to get access to your children. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the week here for myself and the War Room. My guest is Lou Colagiovanni. Unsleevedmedia.com is where you can find his reports on they're working, really doing a great effort for Magic the Gathering, the card game here, to try to weed out child predators who might be trying to infiltrate the system and become referees of these events. But, you know, Lou, my producer, was telling me in the break that you're not just reporting on this, but you're looking at other situations to try to expose child pedophiles that may be trying to infiltrate other groups out there.
Right. I mean, this is a pervasive problem. One of the tenets of individuals who go after children is the inability to socialize as an adult. Not accusing everybody, but you have to, if you look at these type of communities, you're not going to find a place that has, not going to find a place with more type of antisocial, lack of ability to socialize as an adult personalities. So any of these communities, Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, et cetera, et cetera, they're a breeding ground for this. And there's a lot of cases that I have yet to release to the public that I, you know, briefly teased with on Twitter that are heinous. And, you know, these companies, they deny that this stuff exists. They deny that this is happening. The vice president of marketing and brand strategy, Elaine Chase, said that myself and Jeremy Hambly and others were spreading misinformation on the internet. And as you'll see from all the reports published and the stuff that will be coming out in the future, that is not misinformation whatsoever. It is a fact, and it's an unfortunate fact.
Well, I'll tell you, that usually means you're right over the target when they try to demonize you with claims like that, even though you're just reporting on facts. When they call that misinformation, that usually indicates that you're right over the target. But has anyone else reached out to you? Because there's efforts across this country right now, a lot of veterans, you know, Craig Sawyer is leading a group as well, Vets for Child Rescue. There's a lot of these groups that are trying to, you know, find these pedophiles, that are trying to find different ways to get access to children. Has anyone helped you guys, or are you guys pretty much going at this alone right now?
Well, I have been in contact with individuals that work with Mr. Sawyer, but for the most part, myself and Mr. Hambly are the only people in the world who are looking at this issue, even though there are 20 million players worldwide for Magic the Gathering. And, you know, Wizards of the Coast makes $500 million a year, and they can't find the time, and they cannot find the money to attempt to protect their youngest customers. And, you know, it's shameful. And all I can do is continue to bring out this information to people so other individuals become aware of what's going on. Because it's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Well, let me just get this straight. It sounds to me like you're kind of, and I don't want to misappropriate your frustration here, but it sounds like right now it's kind of directed at the creators of the game for not having any sort of a background process. Again, if I want to coach basketball at the YMCA or volunteer to, you know, coach at any youth league, they're going to do a background check. I mean, that's like a given. If you're going to be working with children, you have to have a background check. Why wouldn't they be doing this? I mean, why aren't they? Do you think it's because of money? Do you think they're just that, you know, they're pinching pennies here?
You know, and it's complicated because Wizards of the Coast, listen, they put in a policy to background check their judges, right? That's true. But, hold on. They put in a policy to background check their judges, but they have no policy to background check their players. So, I mean, there's a couple of thousand judges, but there are millions of players, right? I uncovered a guy earlier this month, Timothy Laurie. I literally had him playing Magic the Gathering with a child. I spoke to the child's parents. The parents were outraged, right? It took Wizards of the Coast 14 days to ban Mr. Laurie, even though I gave them all the information. It took it 14 days. And then, if you look at my report, you'll see that they lied about when he was banned. They tried to change the day as if everybody's stupid, as if we're not watching them 24 hours a day. Like, these people are just, you know, they're trying to cover it up. And
well, but here, why would they be trying to cover it up? I mean, this is bad for business. I mean, if this gets to the parents of children playing this game, they're not going to send their kids out anymore. I mean, you think for business purposes, they would want to nip this in the butt. I mean, I don't understand. What's the motivation here? Why are they sitting on their hands?
Maybe the motivation is that it's been going on for so long and there've been so many victims and it hasn't been come out in the media that when it does come out, they'll face lawsuits. And, you know, they're protecting their bottom line, right? They make $500 million a year. They can't find the time or the money. I mean, how much money would it really cost to further these background checks or to institute a policy where players have to pay for their own background check, $10, $15, $20? I mean, they have cards that are worth thousands of dollars in this community, and they can't spend a little money to find out who's a sick bastard and who is not. It's bizarre.
Well, I think that what you're doing is yeoman's work. And I salute you for doing it. And it sucks that you embark on this journey and you can't even get help from the very people at the top who essentially you're trying to protect. I mean, you're putting your neck out there for them and they're not even willing to reciprocate. But final words here, Lou Colagiovanni from unsleevemedia.com.
Well, the final words, thank you very much for having me on. I apologize for the delay, but.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Listen, they have hired, they put out a notice they were hiring a social media investigator, right, to investigate individuals of their community who say things that are unkind. That's part of the problem with these people, right? My partner, Jeremy Hambly, has been banned for life for saying, you know, unpopular opinions. But they won't take the time to ban players or look for players who have been convicted of sexual offenses against children, right? That's the type of people we're working with right now. Why? You know, I don't know. I don't work there. If I worked there, it wouldn't be like this.
And you're doing the work to try to help them out. So thank you so much, Lou Colagiovanni, for trying to protect the children that play Magic the Gathering. And thank you for coming on with us today.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. So there you go. There goes Lou Colagiovanni from unsleevedmedia.com. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here. And I'm just going to retouch on some of these news stories because they're so important. Oh, by the way, the Dow closes at over 24,000 for the weekend. So it was able to recover from the record losses last week, and it's back up over 24,000. So Jeff Sessions may have a pulse after all. He has appointed a federal prosecutor, John Huber, to evaluate the abuses at the FBI and the DOJ when it comes to obtaining warrants, which was eventually led to spy on the Trump campaign. So we've got John Huber looking into that. You also have the Office of the Inspector General at the DOJ launching a review of the activity at the FBI and the DOJ when it comes to obtaining those spy warrants as well. Plus, we are expecting the release of the Inspector General report of the review they've already done into the abuses of the FISA court. We're expecting to get that soon. So it's all coming down. We know what the Obama administration was doing. We know what Hillary Clinton did. And then she goes around to all these universities and she does her little speech and she blames Trump and she blames the white man and she blames the weak woman. And then she blames everyone but herself. And it's all her fault. And she shouldn't even have run to begin with. This is a woman who can't even walk down a flight of stairs. She has to wear seizure glasses. She coughs up goblets of gunk because she's so sick into a cup. She can't even stop coughing. And they wanted her to be president? How do you think Hillary Clinton would be dealing with North Korea right now? What do you think Hillary Clinton would be doing about the Middle East? You know what she would do? She would just bomb the hell out of all of them because she doesn't have the mental capacity to think her way out of this problem that she probably got us into to begin with. Her and all of her cronies with the Brennans and the Clappers. Oh, and the Susan Rices. And now she's on the board of Netflix. Oh, great. So now Netflix is going to have an Obama show and Susan Rice is on the board. Do you want to destroy yourself, Netflix? Because you're heading in that direction. Hey, we talked about man-made climate change, which is a made-up narrative by the left. The book is The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change by Mark Moreno. That's a must-read, okay? Man-made global warming. They're literally flying jets around the planet, spraying chemicals into the air. Spraying lithium, spraying aluminum, spraying barium. They report it in NASA. They report it. It's called geoengineering. They admit they do it in Russia. They admit they do it in China to cause rain or stop rain. And then they say you're causing climate change because you drive a car or fly on a jet when governments in Russia and China are literally geoengineering, spraying clouds, cloud seeding. But you're the bad guy because you drive a car. What a load. And then the liberals will tell you they don't want to come for the Second Amendment. They don't want to come for your guns. While they introduce this legislation, H.R. 5087, Assault Weapons Ban of 2018, whole list of guns on here they want to ban, while the former Supreme Court Justice writes the opinion in New York Times, repeal the Second Amendment. Oh, we don't want to repeal the Second Amendment. We just want to take all of your guns. We don't want to repeal the Second Amendment. We just write op-eds about repealing the Second Amendment. We don't actually want to do it, though. No, that's just what we say and do. No. You can't trust what we say or do. We're liberals. So don't take us for our word. Folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials. 50% off Cellforce. 50% off The Real Red Pill. 50% off Myco ZX Plus. $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze. Take advantage of $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze before it sells out. That does it for us for the weekend. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup. And we've got it paired with The Real Red Pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually or together. They're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, How you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.